And hello, 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 hello. Thank you so much for joining in. Thank you so much for being here. Oh my goodness. What is going on with America's elections? Are we like in the Stone Age where we don't know how to count anymore? One, two, three, four. How long does it take to get to 100,000 votes, Shannon? How long does it take to count a million votes? Florida was able to count 7.5 million votes within 5 hours. And you mean to tell me that they can't count 2.4 million in 3 days? And now the rumor has it that they won't be able to count them all until Saturday. So they have the rest of today and tomorrow and then Saturday. If you ask me, they're prolonging this. And they're saying, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. This is not panning out the way we want it to. Hold up. Let's slow down. Let's slow down and see what we can do to make the difference. Am I wrong, Shannon? Am I wrong?
I mean, if they want to do that, they could do it by now.
I mean, I think that's the whole point.
Election night in 2020. So
that's the whole point. The whole point. I mean, Arizona is repeating what they did in 2020.
The question is how long does it take a Democrat state, election ran state, to count votes versus a Republican ran state that has more people? They counted that. They're still doing some counting in Florida, by the way.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing
is, just to verify the count for the most part.
Yeah, the thing is, they want to make sure, like in the blue states, they have to, you know, move stuff here, move stuff there. We want to make sure, because they could just say, hey, okay, 10,000 people voted. How did they vote? Be done with it. But they have to slow things down so we can see where we need to make up the numbers, how we can make sure we can get this to pan out a certain way. That's how I'm seeing it. Maybe a lot of people don't see it that way, but that's how I'm seeing it.
If Carrie Lake wins, that totally wipes away your...
Well, maybe. No, it doesn't, because what happens when you have more people that actually voted for, you know, okay, so they have the mail-in ballots, because that's where they snuck them in at. Uh-huh. They snuck them in with the mail-in ballots. But if you have more people that turned out to vote, both Democrats and Republicans, for Carrie Lake, those numbers are still going to come out on top. And the reason why they're prolonging it, because they're like, oh my goodness, because they have all these votes. The last thing I heard, the report I heard, was that they're sitting on a 500,000 votes that they refuse to start counting. What's the problem? What's the problem? And these are votes for people showing up that day.
What's the problem? That was a day old. So
what's the problem? Yeah, and the number's still stuck.
Well, it actually moved yesterday, but in fact, it moved today.
But Hobbs still in the lead.
It's almost 20,000 ahead now.
Almost 20,000 over.
Yeah, the day after it was about 6,000 spread. Then yesterday, this morning it was like a 15,000 spread.
So that goes right into what I've been saying.
It could be plausible. She is over the elections in
and Hobbs in is Arizona, over the election, so right?
I think the whole thing should be thrown out and redone, just, and she should not be over it. But I mean, it just leaves too much open for, you know, conspiracy theories.
It leaves too much open for fraud.
Or fraud, too, yeah.
It just leaves the doors wide open for it. Yeah. And it's, like, disgusting.
Yeah, because now...
It's like they can't get their act together. 2 years ago, they saw this. And now it's happening again. I know people in Arizona, and I sent a message to one guy. He's actually a radio show host there in Arizona. And I sent him a text message. I'm talking about James T. Harris, for those of you who ever heard of him. Not David, but James T. Harris. He's huge in Arizona. And I sent him a text message. I said, dude, Arizona again? And he says, I know. And he said, people are pissed.
Yeah.
They were supposed to get this fixed.
Most states
2 years ago.
Almost done, except for Colorado is still at 86% reporting. Arizona is still stuck at 70% reporting. California is only at 46% reporting. And Nevada is at 83% reporting. And Oregon is 79% recording. So literally, it pretty much is all Democrat ran states that are falling behind right now. Yeah. I mean, some has to be done.
Something needs to be done.
I mean, there's no reason why we're going into a third day. You know what I'm saying?
It shouldn't be going to a second day.
Yeah. Well,
it should have never happened. Yeah. It should have been just like in Florida. Come on, people. Are we so far gone that we don't know how to count anymore? I mean, that's what I'm looking at. We don't know how to count. And every single time you have these mail-in ballots, it's just a coincidence that, you know, hey, we get this to happen. We get these problems to take place. When do we figure it out? They don't want you to figure it out. And you know what? They did this after they figured out, and the Democrats said, oh, wait a minute, look at this. People can't go vote because we got the shutdown. We got everybody locked down. So guess what? Guess what? We'll mail out ballots to everybody. And we found a loophole.
Yeah, you know.
We found a loophole. So we can, you know, move stuff here, move stuff there. No one can question it. No one should question it because, hey, everybody, every vote counts. Remember that was one thing they were saying. All votes count, regardless if they're fraudulent votes or not. All votes count. Remember them saying that? I remember Chucky Schumer was saying
that. Fraudulent ones, I said?
Yeah, all votes count, regardless. Regardless.
That's a parody. Isn't that a parody?
No, they were actually saying that.
They said fraudulent ones, too.
Well, I mean, that's what they're counting for.
The thing is Arizona, they still have the same, they have the same type of election process that we do here in Texas. Somebody, they were talking about how inefficient it is and how they had to create less polling places. I don't understand that because we have this same exact polling process where it prints out a ballot, you go put it in another machine, you do your, you know, thing, it prints it out, and then you go put it in another machine. And we have polling places everywhere. So have they just not invested money into the election process there in Arizona?
I think
I have no idea.
I think personally, this just personally here, I think there's something else going on in Arizona that the American people aren't aware of. And what made me bring it to my, what brought it to my attention was out of all of the places for two people to go show up and to fight for was Eric Holder and Obama.
That's what I said. Yeah. Eric Holder, who is, you know,
he was Fast and Furious. Yep. And both of them showed up for Hobbs. So you have to ask the question, why would both of them show up? And you remember the whole thing that took place with the Border Patrol. It was a Border Patrol agent, right? That was killed because of all the
Fast and Furious.
The Fast and Furious because of the gun trafficking, because of Eric Holder. And Eric Holder never had to take questions about
it. Well, they called him to testify and he never did.
He never did. And Obama protected him. But now he shows up in this Arizona location. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
people.
I was like out of two and two together. The people to pick.
Yes.
I mean, I was like out of all the people
yes.
to pick.
Yes.
Why him?
Yes.
Because that was really
there's
strange.
Something else going on in Arizona that they want to keep under the wrap. They want to keep it undercover. They don't want people to know. That's the reason why, again, they have this happening in Arizona, and I'm telling you, the Democrats said, wait, this is not going the way we want it. Slow it down.
Yeah.
Slow it down.
Well, some of the results of the election is, guess what? There are four states that have the Democrat trifecta, which means just like Florida went to all Republicans, these states have all Democrats. That is Michigan, Minnesota, Maryland, and Massachusetts.
Wow. So they have blue waves there.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
They have blue waves there.
Yeah. And right now, you know, we have a caller
from Michigan. You just happened to bring up Michigan. So let's go to Leslie from Michigan. Are you there, Leslie?
I'm here. I'm from Michigan. It's 75 degrees here right now. Get this. I'm in northern, way up north Michigan. And it's going to snow on Saturday. Oh, my God. Anyway, yeah, I'm frustrated. I'm very frustrated. Michigan screwed itself as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
And they passed Proposal 3, which, you know, now a 10-year-old can transgender without parents' permission, and that freaks me out.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, it's sad.
Disgusting.
That is absolutely disgusting.
Well, that's what you can expect in a total liberal state.
How do people support something so demonic like that? I don't get
it. Because they're not paying attention. I'm going to say the big cities, Detroit, and all them people down there, because I'm 6 hours from them people. But, you know, and it's pretty much stupid people, you know?
That's what I've been saying for the last 2 days.
They want their abortions. They want their abortions. They don't want anybody telling them what to do. And I knew Whitmer was going to win on that issue alone, because Tudor, she wanted to keep it in check. But they painted her as, nope, you don't get to get no more abortions. I mean, I saw it coming.
Yeah. That's
it's disgusting. I mean, it just blows my mind that people would still support Whitmer when she did, you know, the horrible things to the elderly there, and how she shut the state down. And then she tried to act like, oh, I didn't do that. I didn't do that. And just literally lying. But people are not informed. They have no clue.
Nope,
it's like they don't have a clue
attention.
How bad she really is.
You know what, though, it's unfortunate.
Reality sucks for these people. And I really feel bad for them when they are so blind to what's going on. Whitmer put 3 innocent men in prison because that whole thing, you know,
is that the one where her and the FBI made up this fraudulent thing about kidnapping her?
Yep.
See, that's ridiculous. And we all found out that it was fraudulent. It was the FBI doing it.
Not everybody heard it, because that's the problem. You know, that's the problem. I think that, you know, we've been talking and hearing a lot of people talk about the Republican Party, and really this should have been a blowout, and it wasn't. And why wasn't it?
It should have been.
And our thing, you know, maybe our messaging is just too soft. I'll be honest with you. Even today,
I don't think it's the messaging. I think it's rigged. I really do. I think it's rigged.
Well, more than ever.
I think it's a little both.
More than ever, young people came out and voted. We got Gen X now in the mix. Those kids are extremely indoctrinated. And actually, I was going to read an article today about TikTok. TikTok, 57% of the people on there are young women of the age of voting here in America, and they were highly influenced by the abortion issue on TikTok. And they're saying that even China influenced it to make those people sway to vote for Democrats. So really and truly, I know we want to say everything's fraudulent, but we're not being honest with ourselves. If we're not actually addressing these young people and what the messaging that they're getting, I mean,
my choice. They're living it. They're living it.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, but up here where I'm at, there are a lot of gay people. A lot. I live near Traverse City. We're home of the Cherry Festival. I don't know if you guys
did
know
you say Cherry Andrew. Puff?
Yeah.
That sounds good.
we harvest cherries up here, and we have a big festival. We have the Blue Angels come in and blah, 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 blah. But they paint sidewalks in our small little town, red, white, and blue. And, you know, I'm not red, white, and blue, but rainbow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so gay up here. I kid you not.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's happening in more and more cities
and
towns across
in.
America.
And that's what they wanted. They want to change the face of America to be, we're the next Sodom and Gomorrah. And that's their agenda.
Well, look what they just said. Now a 10-year-old can start transitioning to be gay or to be another, I'm a girl, now I want to be a boy.
That's sad.
If you can do that at 10 years old, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Michigan screws themselves.
Yep, absolutely. Well, hey, Leslie, thank you so much for the call. And thank you so much for your letting
You're
us know
welcome.
What's going on there.
I'm sorry I'm bitching, but
no.
I'm just frustrated right now.
No, you have every right to be.
Hey, we're over here bitching too.
We're with you. We're with you. You have every right to be. And hey, thanks so much
I'm
for
with
the.
You.
Yep, thanks so much. Take care.
Love you.
You know, I really feel like it was showing how many, you know, it's starting to come out. They were doing a study of how many of these young people, especially young women of the age of voting really impacted this election. And you know what? I feel like, to be honest with you, Will, I feel like we need to get in the schools. I like what Charlie Kirk is doing. I like that he's going to schools, debating these young people, getting them to think, giving them another perspective that they're not getting in their classrooms. Mm-hmm. I think we need more of that from conservatives. I think we need to try to penetrate this younger generation, because the older generation is going to die off.
I was thinking about this earlier. We can fight this as much as we want. We can go to, and I like the idea too. I'm not knocking it down at all. I like the idea of what Charlie Kirk is doing and going in and talking to the youth. The thing is, I was thinking about this earlier, the evil in this world is going to win. And I'm not talking about ultimately when it's all said and done, when Christ returned, because that's when Christ went. That's when Christ finalized that he actually already won the battle, right? Won the war. But this planet is going to give over to this demonic ways, because we're seeing it happen more and more every day.
But what
and
else if is you
believe,
happen?
If you believe in what the word says, we're going to see this demonic stuff happen. You're going to see multiple antichrists. You're going to see multiple demonic stuff,
and that's
just
true.
Like it was in the days of Noah and the days of Lot. So shall it be in the return of Jesus Christ.
There's also supposed to be a great revival.
Yeah, but we're going to have all this demonic stuff going on.
We're also going to have a great revival.
But the Bible is clear. The Bible is clear saying that, hey, just like it was in the days of Noah and the days of Lot, so shall it be when the return of Jesus Christ comes. So there's going to be doing this demonic stuff.
There's going to be a light in the world too. So we have to create more of that light where we're at and be a part of that.
Right. No doubt.
We don't want to just turn it all over and say, "Well, but this is going to happen."
But you know, we're not. I'm not saying that's like just giving up, right? We can't just give up. So, hey, we have another caller here. Let's go to the other caller. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where you calling from? You there, caller?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from New Jersey.
New Jersey?
Yes.
Awesome. What's your first name?
Michelle.
Okay. What you got for us, Michelle?
No, well, I'm just calling. I'm just listening. And I think it's big. And they should have been on top of it. They should have known what happened the first time. It's going to happen again.
Yeah, I definitely, you know, I've said this too. I definitely feel like we did a disjustice to America by not addressing fraud, fraudulent things that happen, especially to the satisfaction of the people, right? And each state is responsible for their own election. So your individual state did not address it to your satisfaction. A lot of that is on the burden of judges who just didn't want to hear it and just didn't want to take it on. And then, of course, you have a lot of judges that are liberal that are just happy with the way it is and were told to stand down and not take it on. But the scary part of that is the government, the Democrats, want to take on elections by federalizing it instead of making it a part of the state. They want to control it, which means exactly kind of what they're doing now with fraudulent type stuff. They want to control it, get rid of the Electoral College and make them the final decision, which is really scary, because then that's what's happening in China right now, where they get to ultimately decide who's in control and who's not, who wins and who doesn't. So we really need to put pressure on our leaders in our state to fix the individual elections.
Were you going to say something? Go ahead.
They want to change. I think they want to change this country totally.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Like a third world country.
Yep. That is the whole idea.
That's what's going on. Yep. That's what they want to do.
Yep. They believe in that whole great reset, right? They believe in tearing down the country, doing a great reset, and America no longer becomes the number one nation on the planet. That's their goal. Yeah. And they're not even hiding
it. No one would.
Yeah, Biden. Yeah. Biden even said it, that he's going to continue taking the country down the path as much as possible on self-destruction.
Yep.
And once they do that, the top country in the world is going to become China. And that's what they want.
China would love that. They'd be happy about it.
Yes, they would. I mean,
they're going to try to take
Yep. We got Beijing Biden, China Joe.
Yeah. Yeah. And the article that I was reading today was talking a lot about how TikTok, once again, from China, influenced this election by hitting those young, that, you know, that age group, that the Gen Z, the ones that started voting and have been voting for a couple years, and they're impacting our elections too because they've been indoctrinated. Listen, they're doing, they are doing what we should be doing too. We should be trying to impact these young, new voters. I mean, at some point they're not going to have any children though, because pretty much they're either gay or
yeah, and they're encouraging them. They're encouraging them to transition themselves.
Maybe they'll just commit genocide themselves. Yeah, they're going to
kill themselves off. It's really interesting. So,
well, the parents shouldn't allow that. They should be at the school protesting that. What they are doing that.
Yeah, but here's the problem, and we've seen it how many times now. So much is happening in the schools that parents just don't know because they're not there 24 hours a day. You know what? Yeah. To what you're saying. We went to a Republican committee meeting, and one guy brought up an amazing idea. And do you remember what it was, Will? He said police officers have body cams, and teachers should have video and audio in their classrooms.
Yeah.
To be held accountable for what they do. But you know what
the left says about that, though?
And I thought that was an amazing idea. I was like, you know what? Amen.
But you know the problem the left has with that?
Well, of course. Same. I mean,
you know what they have when the left, they pretty much support all this perverted stuff. They go, but someone can hack that camera. I'm like, you know what? There's network security that you can put in place. You log into your bank account, yeah, right? So they can put stuff in place. So.
But I thought that was a really good idea. I liked it. Yep.
Well, hey, Michelle, thank you so much for the call.
Well,
and I heard you listening. I heard you watching Lindell TV in the background there.
Yeah, I look at, well, Fox News, Fox and Friends.
Okay, okay, you're Fox and Friends. Yeah. I heard a Lindell commercial. Come on in.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's definitely rigged, and it's a shame that some people still brainwash. I don't see the difference. I have people told me that they think it's the Republicans that's trying to make slaves again.
Yeah, you know,
make
what?
Black people slaves.
You know
what
they think. It's such a crazy. I've heard that and too. It's so crazy
because it's common sense. I say, and Trump been around for years. He was never known to be racist. Never.
Correct.
No, in fact, all the people that worked
around a lot of famous people.
Yep.
And I'm surprised that Oprah.
Yeah, same thing with Oprah. Yep, same thing with her.
I'm
but these people. These people are demonic, and they give themselves over to demonic ways. So, well, hey, thank you so much for the call.
Okay.
All right, take care.
Bye.
You know, this is really interesting because, you know, I've had people constantly go, you know, the Republicans are trying to make black people slaves all over again. And that's such a lie. And you know what? Most people don't buy it, but there's a lot of people that hear that and they'll go back and they'll regurgitate it. Oh, yeah, it's true. It's true. When we know that is not true, we know that it's not. And if you really think about it, what was the only group in the country that ever owned slaves that only wanted slaves? That was 100% the Democrat Party. And it's the same Democrat Party today. The same Democrat Party today. That has not changed at all. That has not changed. And it never will change. The Democrat Party will never even apologize. You know, when I first moved to Texas, I went out into the streets of Texas and I was just asking people, do you think the Democrat Party should apologize for the slavery? Do you think? And a lot of people just looked at me like, what? The Democrats, they were the ones who owned slaves? And I said, yes. Do you think they should apologize? What's crazy is that there's millions of people that don't even have a clue. And it's because the Democrats try to act like they're for black people. They're for Hispanics. They're for Asians. They're for women. They're for everybody, the small man. But it's all a total lie.
Yeah, it sure is. And you know what, Will? And, you know, we're all talking about it now. How effective have we been in this election? How did we lose this? Chris Christie was questioning it on Fox News. Tucker was even saying, he went as far as saying, hey, listen, I know the chair of RNC and some of these leaders are probably great people, but they shouldn't have lost the election. They need to be held accountable. They need to be fired.
They need to be removed.
That's really what he said.
Who are these leaders he referring? He didn't say any names, but who is he talking about?
He talked about the RNC.
But he didn't say any names. No. But who is he talking about? Well, Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham.
Well, no, the RNC, he was really talking about the chairman and stuff. I mean, she's
he's talking about the leaders of the Republican National Committee. It just doesn't, doesn't stop there. That Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, they're all in that.
Yeah.
Right? They should be removed.
Yeah. And you know what, Will?
Because Mitch McConnell actually came out and said, oh my goodness, I'm really scared because we've got these mega Republicans and they didn't support them at all. They didn't support them at all. Mitch McConnell, they held back funds. And that's one thing that Tucker was talking about.
Yeah,
they literally held back funds that would help the Republicans, the senators throughout the country. They held back funds on purpose.
Yeah.
On purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, it that's what I'm saying. There needs to, and Ted Cruz came out and he actually had a really good point, Will, if you want to talk about that. You know, he was saying that Biden has come out and just been very
radical.
And he talks about this is our agenda, take it or leave it. You know, a lot of us would be like, oh boy, he's saying this out loud, right? Because we've known a lot of his agenda, but his radical base, the left radical base, has bought it. They love it. They're celebrating it and they voted for it back in. Right. And Ted Cruz is saying, listen, when we get in power, we need to, you know, just be 100% full force on our agenda, our ideas, what we want to put in place and re-energize our base, get them excited. And it's true because, you know, there's certain people that are in office that are energizing the base that we listen to, that we get excited about, like Jim Jordan when he talks, Tim Cotton when he talks, you know, Chip Roy when he talks.
But this,
when they start talking about their agenda and trying to get things done, it energizes the base.
But the problem I have with that is that they shouldn't have to do that. All you have to do is look at what the Democrats have been doing for the past 2 years.
Okay, well, that doesn't...
I hear what you're saying. But people should just been looking at the crime, the fentanyl coming across the border, the food crisis, the energy crisis. People should have really just been paying attention to that. But you know what? I'm not disagreeing that people should be getting energized from from these people, but it shouldn't even have to take that because we all saw the crime and that was taking place. It's like people are not paying attention. It really is. And you know what it is? And I mentioned it already a couple of times that the mainstream media, they said that they, you know, with all the crime and stuff that was happening, they said it was just fear mongering, which it actually was happening. And people in New York, they voted for more crime. They voted for defunding the police officers. They voted for high gas prices. They voted for more fentanyl coming into the country. They actually voted for this stuff because they were not informed.
But, you know, that is true. I always say, you know, a lot of this is uninformed voters. I mean, they were
a great deal of it.
And what they were informed about, which was abortion, that's what they voted for. Do you understand what I'm saying? Our messaging has to be louder. It has to be, we have to start passing legislation that goes along with what we believe is better for America. Trump was doing it. It was turning the country around. They need to get in there and do what they can do. Now, I know they only have so much power because, honestly, Biden can veto a lot of stuff. I mean, he can veto whatever they want to pass.
He's going to veto everything. What's going to end up happening is that...
Well, then, what they're going to do is
Republicans, if the Republicans finalize the Senate and they finalize the House and they try to pass anything, the Democrats, Biden, all he would do was veto every single thing. And then it's going to make it look like that the Republicans aren't getting anything done because Biden's going to veto everything. And Biden is actually trying to say that he's willing to work with the Republicans while he's wanting to crush all of the things that the Republicans wanting to do. I mean, you can't. This is like Venezuela. This is like, you know, the left, they want total tyranny. They want, they still want a one party rule. And you know what's really amazing to me? The biggest thing to me when it comes down to it is that you have the Democrats. You have the Democrats that's literally wanting to take America downhill. And we see that. We see it happening. It is like overwhelmingly happening. And for the life of me, I don't understand how people, they see, how many of y'all went to the gas pump and like, okay, this is, oh, I know who did this.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
Okay, Putin did this. No. But see, we know the truth, but there's millions of people out there that have it in their mind because the liberal media told everyone that it was
Russia, Russia
that
Russia.
Did it. It was Putin that did the high gas prices. And then I got to thinking, I'm saying, so wait a minute. Am I to believe that Putin has that much control over the United States of America? So if that's the case, and Putin has that much control over our gas prices, et cetera, then why, how in the world would Biden be able to bring the gas down to 10 cents while depleting our national reserves? How is that even possible? So now the national reserves are pretty much depleted. And now we're looking at diesel fuel, right? We're looking at diesel fuel now. And the mainstream media is still not talking about it. Why aren't they talking about it? Why? Because this, the reason why they didn't talk about it, because we were going into the midterm election and they didn't want people to know. And again, how do people see something and they don't even realize that it's happening? Who actually caused it? Why is it that I look at this stuff all the time and I see it happening and I see stuff coming and I voice my opinion about different things that I see possibly happening in the future. And then, you know, it end up coming and it end up happening. And I'm like, look, and it's not that I'm like, oh my goodness, I have like a third eye and like all seeing eye and I have, you know, prophet or I have a crystal ball. No, it's just, I pay attention to what these people are doing. I see the writing on the wall. They leave out little nuggets. They leave out little things here and there, left and right, where you can start. You just look at it. Look at it. There's a pattern. That's what it is. It's a pattern. And I see the pattern and I see what they're doing. Just like right now let me put it this way, because even Joe Biden talked about it. The Republicans get the Senate. Let's hope and pray they do, right? Because the Democrats are really pushing back. I'm telling you, they're trying to finagle stuff around. They get the House because, you know, the way it was going, they should have already had the House. But the Democrats said, wait a minute, we need to slow this down, right? Come on, people, think about it. But let's just say it's all said and done. The Republicans have the Senate and the House. The first thing to order, my opinion, should be an impeachment of Garland. Should be the first thing to happen. Garland, he needs to go up on the chopping block to be impeached because of DOJ and the FBI. The second person, my opinion, needs to be Mayorkas because of his handling with the southern border. He needs to be the second one on the chopping block. If not, if they can't do it at the same time, I'm hoping that they can chew gum and walk at the same time. But then they need to go up the ladder. They have 2 years to remove Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And see, after they remove Joe Biden, impeach Joe Biden, because they have the Hunter Biden laptop, they have all of the evidence, they have the corruption. They have the corruption that's taking place. They need to remove the 87,000 IRS, armed IRS agents from coming after you and I, because they're not going to go only after small businesses. They're going to go after the individual people as well. They're going to nickel and dime everybody because they want more money. They're totally greedy. That's another thing that the Republicans need to do away with, because this is destroying the country. But then, like I said, they need to impeach all these other ones. They need to put Fauci on trial because of all of the damage that he's done, and everyone that was working with him, they need to go to prison. This is what the Democrats are trying to prevent from happening right now. That's the only reason why we see these holdups in these states. You can't tell me Florida can count 7.5 million votes and still counting. But they, in the first night, they knew, based on the votes, 7.5 million votes they counted in 5 hours, people. 5 hours they were able to count 7.5 million votes. And you mean to tell me a state that can't, that where they have, what, 2.4 million? it's taking them days to do it? Are we supposed to be that naive to all of this? Are we supposed to like look the other way and pretend and to say, okay, well, this is normal? This is not normal. This is 100% not normal. This is what this has been their plan all along. And I told people, because see, I know a lot of people saying, oh, yeah, the red wave. Well, you know, the red wave should have come. It should have just demolished the Democrat Party. It really should have. But the Democrats, they have stuff in place already to prevent that from ever happening. And as long as you have these people with the mail-in ballots, et cetera, there's never going to be a red wave. And a lot of people kept saying it, but I said, you know what? I hope that there is, but I never went out there and said, oh, yeah, there's going to be a red wave, because there's stupid people out there. I know people personally that voted for these Democrats, knowing good and well how they go after their children, knowing good and well how the economy is, knowing good and well the situation that America is currently in. And they still voted for these people thinking that we're going to get a different outcome. Yeah. I even had a conversation with someone that I know really close. I said, and they are Democrats. And I said, let me ask you a question. What do you think? You're going to continue to vote the same way that you have been forever, and you think that you're going to get different results. What is the definition of that?
Insanity.
Insanity. Insanity. But you're still going to do it because people are insane. They have so much hatred for the Republican Party because they've been told that the Republican Party is nothing but rich old white men. That's what they've constantly told. They're still saying that today.
Well,
they're still saying it.
You know what I always say? What do I say? Well, if we weren't aborting black babies for so many years, maybe there would be more blacks in these positions, right? Listen, well, let me get your opinion of this.
Okay.
So it says, you know, Kevin McCarthy is trying to make a move for the Speaker of the House.
Right.
Right. What are your thoughts on that? There's an article on NBC News right now. It says Kevin McCarthy's bid to House Speaker is in jeopardy. I have my thoughts, but I want to know your thoughts on him first.
Sometime McCarthy. Now, let me remind everybody, he's the one that gave Nancy Pelosi complete control over the Republican Party on which committee they can sit on. He gave Nancy Pelosi that control.
Yeah. And with Trump, he actually said Trump should have never done January 6th. He was saying that Trump
suggesting that January 6th, the fallout from January 6th happened because of President Trump. Yeah. But President Trump never called for violence.
No, he didn't.
He never called for violence. President Trump just wanted to show Mike Pence and the other Rhino Republicans saying, hey, look, all of these people here in support of you to do the right thing. They refused to do the right thing, and they didn't do the right thing because they did not want President Trump there anymore.
Yeah.
They worked with hand in hand with the Democrats, yes. McCarthy being one of them.
So supposedly he wanted to be a Speaker of the House in 2015, but he got derailed, according to him, and I guess Paul Ryan got it right. Now, 7 years later, he's trying to get this position again. It was very telling to me that he's been really quiet. He hasn't been chastising the Democrats. He hasn't been trashing them until it got close to election time.
Yep.
Then all of a sudden, this guy's going on this American tour for Save America and talking about everything they're going to do when they get in control.
Yep.
And I really didn't like it. I kind of foresaw him as an opportunist.
He's sometimes for America, sometimes not.
Right. So apparently, some Republicans are not for him as of right now either. Now, Scalise apparently came out and pretty much is endorsing him, saying, I support McCarthy as Speaker of the House, which I really didn't like because I actually like Scalise. One of the people was Bob Good from Virginia. He said, I have personally stated that Kevin McCarthy has not done anything to earn my vote. That's what he said. Right. And then he says there's many times where we have come to the minority leader over the past 2 years and asked him to fight for various opportunities and various issues. And I have not seen him demonstrate a fight we were looking for those who would aspire us to lead us. And he continued. And so I expect there will be a challenge to him as Speaker. Right.
There should be.
I can see that.
There should be.
You know, if you sit there, what did we just say?
He gave Nancy Pelosi control over the Republicans. What committee they can sit on, if they can or not.
Yeah, we can't BA sometimes.
Yes. Flip-flopping.
Right.
You cannot give the Democrats an inch. You can't give them a centimeter. You can't give them anything, because once you do, they take it all.
Yeah. Now, Russ Vought, he's an influential conservative activist who went on to serve as Trump's White House budget director, also warned against McCarthy speakership in a statement on Thursday. Kevin McCarthy's speakership is in deep trouble. Members will have to go home and explain to their constituents why they are voting for a leader who is not committed to waging a war against a woke and weaponized government.
Yep. You know what? He would not. I can see that, because I can see him saying, well, we don't need to do the impeachment. We don't need to do that. We need to go and move forward. We need to work with Joe Biden so we can go ahead and create more of this, you know, economic pressure and pain on the American people. I can see him doing that.
Yeah, he said, we need a wartime leader who eats confrontation with his adversaries for breakfast and is committed to an America First agenda. Now, listen, these Democrats have been just talking bad about Republicans and just saying what we're doing is wrong. And I feel like we've been really passive and we haven't been aggressive enough and we haven't been loud enough. I think that needs to change now. And you know what? I forgot what I was going
to
say.
We don't need to play nice anymore.
Yeah, we don't need to play nice anymore.
That's what Jim Jordan, he says, we don't need to play nice any longer.
No.
Many Republicans saying, because look what they did with the DOJ. They weaponized it against American people, along with the FBI, weaponized against American people. The IRS weaponized against American people. He said, we can't no longer sit idly by and try to get along with the people who's literally trying to destroy our country.
Yeah,
it doesn't make a lick of sense.
It doesn't make a lick of sense. And today, Biden did basically a speech at the DNC,
mm-hmm.
right? And he's talking about how he's going to work with the Republicans as long, and he thinks that the American people want them to work with him, but then he gives a whole list of things that he's not going to do. Once again, he spreads the lie that we want to get rid of Social Security. I'm tired of talking about it. That's not on the Republican agenda. He talks about how he will not vote to ban abortion. I don't even think that that's something that they would even try to push at the federal level, especially while he's there. So that was another idiotic statement.
Right.
And then, of course, climate change, he's not going to sway on. You know, that type of stuff he's not going to sway on. So I'm sitting here going, if you're giving us a whole list of things you're not going to work on them with, what are you going to work on them with?
Nothing. Nothing.
Right. I mean, he's giving the speech. I made it a commitment that I'm going to unite America. That's what he said. And then he goes on to say what he's not going to work on. And it's things that we really need to work on. So I don't know. He talks about, his big thing now is he's not going, because, you know, they want to repeal the inflation.
Yes, it should be.
He said he won't, but you know what he refers to? He refers to the Medicaid that they stacked in there, the prescription stuff that they stacked in there. So he says if they want to get rid of Medicaid expansion, if they want to get rid of prescription,
that's the same tactic.
Then I won't let them. Now, of course, that's only such a small part of that bill. It's not even funny.
It's
their tactic. And it's so sickening, because I'm sitting here going, do that. And you're right, Will. You and I look at this every single day, right? And so we're sitting here. We know what is really being said.
Right.
We know what is really behind everything. And so when they say it, we know what's a lie. We know what's really being said.
Yeah.
And so we are informed. But a lot of Americans are not informed. They don't have the background on the bills and what's in them and how it works. And so they just sit there and go, well, yeah, you know, he's not going to ban abortion, and he's for us with, you know, Medicaid. And he's, you know, he says all the triggers for all the people, but he doesn't tell the real story.
Yeah, doesn't tell the real story. And that's what they normally do. And when they create these bills, they tack something in there, like the one bill that they have for the veterans, right? It was something totally, you know, tyrants, right? But they tag that in there and say, oh, look, these Republicans, they don't want to, you know, support the veterans. They don't want to support the veterans. They did the same thing in Houston where it came to funding the police. But they had all of this woke agenda stuff in this bill. And the Republicans in Houston say, no, we're not going to support that. And then they come out and say, see, they don't want to fund the police officers, but they don't ever talk about the other woke stuff that's in the bill.
No. And, you know, one thing that Biden toted about, you know, why they voted for him, the young people, once again, the Gen Z that voted this time was because of the student loan.
Right, because he bought their votes.
Right, and tell me why, remind me why he gave them student loan forgiveness, because they just didn't have the jobs to pay for it, and you know.
Because they're hardship, and they were struggling to pay the student loan, and they didn't know what else to do with the student loan. It was like, we're losing our mind. We need relief. We need help, even though they agreed to pay the student loan back. I did. I paid my student loans back. But now what is it? Right? What is it now with the student loan?
So on Wednesday, the anchors of CNBC during a Money Minute segment said they interviewed people that took advantage of this student loan forgiveness.
And it's millions of people.
And listen to this. 73% of the student loan debt forgiveness anticipated recipients say they will spend the extra income on non-essential items,
traveling,
including dining out and traveling.
Yes. Like what? instead of paying their student loan.
So instead of being responsible,
instead of doing the right thing, they're going out. We're going to splurge. We're going to go to the club. We're going to go travel. We're going to see a little bit here because we just got paid between $10,000 and $20,000, for nothing. And they're just going to blow it on whatever.
That article was literally
to buy a vote. Stupid people.
Yes, yes, yes. That's exactly what I'm saying, right? And listen, well, let's talk about what Biden is doing next. So guess where Biden is going next week? He's going to the G20.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And unlike the G7, G7 is where the rich
elites.
Right. It's the elites of the world.
The elites of the elites.
The G20 is more like everybody comes.
Right.
Apparently.
Okay.
Right. And during this meeting, for the first time since President Biden took office, there is a plan for him to meet President Xi or C or however you say his name. China president.
Okay. President from China.
Yeah. And they're going to be talking about, you know, how to be more diplomatic and how, you know, both of them are on the same page.
How much more of our national reserves do you need me to deplete for you?
Well, he wants to encourage encourage Russia to have talks with Ukraine to end the war. Is basically what they said.
That's what they're doing.
The main topic.
That's right. What they're doing.
Right. But in the meantime, guess what China is doing? Xi Jinping tells his soldiers this week, get ready to fight and win. So this was one of his first tours of a military commission center since he retook the helm in China.
Right.
Probably
by force.
Democratic vote, right?
Yeah. In China.
China.
Yeah.
Right, right. And he said that he claimed that China was facing increased instability and demanded that their soldiers get ready for war, although he did not talk about what that threat was or where the war was targeted.
It's obvious where he's referring to,
and
right?
He's talking about increasing their military surplus, which we've been depleting ours.
Yep.
And our military has literally gone woke, and so they're having a hard time recruiting. And
because no one wants to go into the military and put on, if you're a man, and put on a dress.
Yeah.
I mean, no one wants to do that.
Yeah.
You know, you have a few sick people, and it's such a small number, but you know, these woke generals and a woke Pentagon, apparently, they were like, oh, yeah, this is wonderful. We can have them all put on dresses.
Yeah, and another thing is,
does it mean they save money by putting dress on a man than pants?
I don't know.
But I thought, I mean, maybe they're trying to cut costs there.
He's also going to talk about climate change and how we can fix the inflation that's going on all around the world. And,
more wokeism.
Yep, pretty much.
More wokeism.
That's what he's going to go do. And they say he is just really empowered and just feels great because the elections he felt were far better than he thought. And he almost thinks it went their way because... They didn't lose that.
That's
many
what I'm
seats.
Saying. Yeah. But yeah, and you know what? That's why they're like, okay, yeah, the Democrats, they slowed it down because that's who do you think? Let me ask you a question, Shannon. Who do you think is slowing the election process down in these states that are still going? Who do you think slowing it down? Republicans or Democrats?
Well, it definitely is Democrats. It's Democrat-ran states right now.
They're the ones. It goes right to what I was saying. They're saying, oh, my goodness, this is not going the way we want to. Slow it down. You know, because Biden put it out there. We might not even know who wins for days later. Might even be weeks later. Really?
Yeah, that's true.
Come on. This is such a sham. It is a total sham.
It's really a crazy time. And you know what I was just thinking? I was thinking, man.
Don't we have more people in Texas than they do in Arizona?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have more people here in Texas, right?
Yeah.
So how come, how is it that we're able to figure it out here in Texas and Arizona again? I mean, come on.
Well, you know what's going to happen is all eyes are going to be on Georgia. Today, yep. Warnock came out and he laid out a strategy.
Warlock.
I don't like calling people names. I like to call them by their real names.
Dude is demonic.
I mean, that goes
without
saying.
Dude is demonic.
But anyways, Georgia Senate runoff calling Walker a completely unqualified candidate. And that's pretty much what they're going to run on. They're going to say that he is unqualified. It says Reverend Warnock will win the runoff by continuing the strategic investments in paid communication and field organizing, continuing to hold the diverse coalition that has driven Reverend Warnock's success, and emphasizing that this race is about who is able to represent our state, Warnock's campaign manager said. We are confident we will see bad influence.
I got you.
We'll win on December 6th.
That's pretty good. Did y'all catch that? She called him Warlock.
Yeah, I don't really care for name calling. That's just me, though.
Hey, I have a nickname for him because dude is really demonic.
You can call it what you want.
I call Demoncrats. I mean, I call him Warlock.
But, you know, we were talking to, actually, we were listening to another video of this one lady out of Georgia who was a big supporter of Kemp. And she said, listen, she said, even her, she's like, all she heard about was the Kemp and Abrams campaigns during election season. She said pretty much Warnock and Walker were kind of drowned in the background.
Yeah.
Right. And so she said, this is a great opportunity to really focus on those candidates now. And she thinks that once they do that, Walker will shine and he will.
Yeah,
because
it's probably going to bring more light to Warlock's episode where he ran over his wife's foot and he was arrested for something else too. They're going to bring up Walker saying, "Well, Walker
have a great past either.
Walker, he paid for abortion and this and that." But you know what? It's amazing how the left has a problem with Walker paying for an abortion. Why do they have a problem with that? They support it, but now all of a sudden they have a problem with it
because they call him a hypocrite.
But they
and
have
they
but,
tell him that
but
you can't
doesn't
trust.
That make them hypocrites too? Yeah. They were like, "Well, good for him for paying for one." They don't say that.
Actually, you know, you played a pretty awesome video for me of Walker his testimony.
Oh yeah,
of where
he was out somewhere speaking.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
It talked about from when he was little, he had a speech impediment and he didn't like to talk. And just how he grew and became who he is today. And I was sitting there listening to him and I'm like, actually, I'm more impressed with him now to see all the things that he had to overcome. And see, usually the left will celebrate when people have to overcome some kind of a challenge or a disability in life. But no, they're not doing that with Walker. You know what I mean? They make fun of the way he talks and all this other stuff, but they really don't shine a light on his testimony. And I hope that's what really gets out there. Because if you look at his where he is now compared to where he used to be, he's grown as a person.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah.
And I think he is genuine. I don't think Warnock is genuine at
all.
He's
not genuine at all. He's not. He's a Biden henchman.
He really is.
That's all he is.
Exactly. I mean, that's the best way to describe him, to be honest.
Yeah. That's all it is.
I mean, because what has he really done other than just vote for whatever Biden wanted to do?
Nothing. That's the same thing Fetterman's going to do. Whatever they tell him to do, that's all they're going to do. I mean, and 100%. Fetterman don't even have to be alive, right? He don't even have to be alive. They'll just, you know, put his hand on the thing. Okay, this is how they voted. That's it. And you know what? We probably won't even hear anything about Fetterman. He'll probably never go onto the Senate floor and do any kind of debates. Nothing. And if he does, it's going to be really interesting. It's going to be really interesting. How is he going to make the argument about something?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you get on the floor and you have to present your argument, basically.
Yeah.
Right?
How's he going to do that? So I'm suspecting.
Well, you have a choice.
I'm guessing that they're going to say, well, we'll make an exception here and we're going to allow his wife to do the talking for him.
There's a lot of talk about that.
Yeah, I'm saying it. I'm willing to bet that they're going to make. Well, we're just going to make the exception, though, so he can do this. So, because they're a package deal. That's what they've been saying. Oh, they're a package deal. They're a package deal.
Are they?
That's what they've been saying.
Is that a new thing?
Yeah. I mean, Biden and what's her name? The nasty first lady, Jill Biden. They're a package deal. He wouldn't be able to make it off the stage if she didn't guide him. Someone needs to guide him.
Well, they didn't do the same thing for Biden.
That's what I just said.
I'm talking about
Joe Biden. Joe Biden would not be able to make it off the stage unless Jill Biden's there to guide him off.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I just, like I'm saying, I wonder where we're going to be in 2 years.
What's it going to look like after January? You know, we're still sitting on the edge of our seats right now for something that we shouldn't be sitting on the edge of our seats to find out what the actual outcome is going to be.
Yeah.
And what the, I mean, it's just, it's frustrating. Mm. It's irritating that we are even at this point. And it's because the Democrats don't want to lose power. They lose the House, they lose the Senate. They know very well that what the Republicans should do. But I'm concerned about McCarthy. McCarthy's going to get in there and he's going to say, well, we don't need to be like them and start impeaching people for doing the actual corruption. Even though we know that they actually were corrupt and they've done corrupt things, we just need to move on, move forward. I'm so sick of that.
I'm so sick of that. Yeah. Well, and see, the thing is when you don't address certain things, you really don't move forward. Right.
No.
I mean, just like the election fraud, we really haven't moved forward because we haven't actually dealt with it to our satisfaction and made sure that everybody is having secure elections and we all feel good about it. And so there's always going to be that problem. Right. We're always going to say, I mean, they do it. We do it. Not saying there is some fraud going on, you know, but so we need to fix it. We need to address it. We need to make it secure. We need to make people feel good about their vote because a lot of people don't right now. Right? Arizona, I would be very discouraged right now. Colorado, to be honest, I would be very discouraged there too.
Yeah.
And then you got Nevada. What is taking them so long? And California.
Commie.
Can you not be the example that Texas and Florida is? I mean, brag about your state. Well, then why weren't you able to get a vote in that night or at least the next day? All your numbers in. Why are we still waiting on you two?
Yeah. I mean, California, we know why that took place.
Yeah, you know what? It was
0% reported, 0% in.
And Gavin
Gruesome won. Newsom wins. Yeah. Gruesome Newsom's
the
winner.
They did that in Wyoming this time, though, too. It was a Wyoming governor. It says zero report, and they already reported he won. But you know what? In California, I felt like my vote never counted. And when Bernie Marcus... When they found that warehouse of his votes and they called Hillary.
You're talking about Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, when they had the primary.
Who's Bernie Marcus?
Hillary. I'm sorry.
You're talking about Home Depot?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I used to work for Home Depot.
Sorry. Bernie Sanders. Yeah, they found a whole warehouse full of ballots.
Yeah, and they called her the winner. Same thing.
Yep.
Early in the morning.
And yeah, like, before. What? I don't even think we voted yet. Before people even went and voted, they called it already. I'm like, how is that even possible? And Bernie was furious.
He was furious,
but you know what? He rolled over like the good Democrat and said, okay, because demons will protect demons. They saw the fraudulent stuff take place then. I mean, it's just something.
I mean, we have a problem with so many things in America. It's like, where do you start?
Where does it end?
Where's the start? Where's it end?
Yeah.
It's you know, and the key is we need really good leaders, and I don't think McCarthy's it. So if you were to pick a leader, I don't even know. I know there's certain stipulations. Don't you have to be there for like a certain amount of time or something like that?
I don't think so. Because there's been rumored that they were saying, you know what, they could actually bring President Trump in as a House Speaker.
Let's see. What are the Speaker of the House requirements? Let's see. I'm going to look this up. So all of us will know.
I'm telling you.
To be elected a speaker, a candidate must receive a majority of the votes cast.
Okay.
If no candidate wins a majority, the roll call is repeated until a speaker is elected. Well, that's how they're elected, but it doesn't tell me the requirements. I'm going to find it. Hold on.
Yeah, I don't know. I know a lot of people were saying that, you know, Trump can be the House Speaker, and then, you know, they can just go through that. But I don't think Trump would do it personally. But a lot of people are saying, you know, it would be pretty awesome if Trump would be the House. This is how they were going to play it out. Trump become the House Speaker, and then they go ahead and impeach all of them. And then once they impeach Biden and Kamala Harris, and then him with Trump being the House Speaker of the House, he'll automatically just move into that back into that position.
I mean, it literally says you just have to be nominated. No House seat is required.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. A lot of people were saying that, you know, they could put President Trump there and then they could go ahead and just impeach all of these criminals, you know, the Biden crime family and so on and so on.
Well, why don't you nominate yourself?
Yeah. Yeah. There's Republicans that don't like Will. There's Republicans that don't like Will Johnson because I've had Republicans say, well, you're just too passionate. And again, that's the problem right now. McCarthy, he's not passionate for the country. And they want someone passionate to take it on. If I was that leader, the House Speaker, if I was a leader of the House, I would bring the hammer down.
Would you?
I would bring the hammer down.
Hammer time.
They would like,
you'd be
oh
like
my
Paul
goodness.
Pelosi, hammer time.
wrong hammer wrong hammer. But I would bring it down on them. They would hate to see me coming. That's the reason why there's even Republicans right now that despise Will Johnson, because they say I'm too passionate. They say you go too hard, you're too passionate, you want to fight too much for the country, your freedom. I'm like, do you hear what you're saying? There's Republicans actually saying this. It doesn't make any sense. And that's where we are. And that's the problem. So, well, hey, we're here at the end. Been a solid hour. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. If you haven't already, please subscribe. We just went over 1,000 subscribers on our Podbean channel here. We just went over 1,000 subscribers. And I want to thank all of you. Thank you so much for all the blessings. Thank you so much for the Podbean. Who gave us the bean? Who gave us the beans there?
Paula Sherry. Yeah, Sherry.
Sherry, you're so awesome. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate you. You are a blessing. All right, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll have some really good news.
Amen. God bless.
Keep the prayers here. Keep the prayers in. God bless everybody. Take care.